The Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em game for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, MLB, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today using promo code HGP to get a 100% deposit match. Welcome to the Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I am your host, Ryan Gilbert, and I'll be riding solo tonight. We got Talon out, sweating his Leafs game right now. They're tied 2-2 in the third period. Joel's out enjoying the hockey, so I'll be just riding solo here for tonight. We should be back together sometime later this week, hopefully on Tuesday or Wednesday, but decided to come on here, you know, playoff time. We got to try to get as many picks out as possible to the people here, so going to do that. Off the top here, make sure you are subscribed to the Hockey Gambling Podcast, where you listen to your podcast, as well as on YouTube. I'm going to try to throw out some player props on our shows here for the later games while we're going live. So make sure you're watching live on YouTube for those. We'll have some props for tomorrow's games as well. And if you are not already subscribed on Apple Podcasts, do that. Leave us a 5-star rating and review. I'll read it at the end of the show. Of course, make sure you follow us on Twitter as well at HockeySGPN. Posting some highlights there throughout the playoffs, posting some picks and whatnot. So, you know, make sure you follow us there. And if you want to get involved with that channel, if you have any social media experience, you know, you can reach out to that channel or myself at rgilbertsop on Twitter, and we'll see what we can do there. But yeah, just going to, you know, get right into this. Should be a quicker episode here, probably 20, 30 minutes getting into the four-game slate on Tuesday, April 22nd. These are all going to be game twos after we saw the game ones on Sunday there. So just get right into things here. We got the Washington Capitals at the New York Rangers at the 7 p.m. time slot. Game itself is in New York. The Rangers are minus 285. The Capitals are plus 230. Rangers on the puck line are plus 102, with the Capitals on the puck line at minus 122. Over under at 5.5, again, overpaying off plus 105 with the under at minus 125 here. Rangers coming off a 4-1 win there in game one. A scoreless first period, kind of broke it open a little bit in the second period. Then empty net goal made it a 4-1 game there. So Capitals still not getting much offense going whatsoever. Rangers outshot them 31-21. Neither team could score on the power play. Rangers had two opportunities. Capitals had four. Maybe see some of that here in game two. Could see some power plays. But looking at their games back in January when they had their back-to-back, neither team scored on a power play either there. So a lot of opportunities as well. Six in one game and seven in the other. So maybe this just be a low-scoring game here. Again, I do lean that way. I do lean to the under here, under 5.5 at minus 125. Most importantly, just because the Capitals are not going to be scoring many goals. They've scored two or fewer goals in 11 of their final 12 games in the regular season. Still made the playoffs somehow. A home team has won every meeting here. So let me click in here. Let's see. I have a same game parlay here. Gimmicky Gilbert parlay I'm going to be looking at. The puck line's plus 102. So the Rangers should be able to win by two here. Let's do a Rangers over 2.5, very conservative, and Capitals under 2.5. So, you know, could be a 3-2 win, could be a 3-1 win. That gets us to minus 105. I think that's safer than playing the plus 102 puck line. You could still get, you know, a 3-2 win if this game does somehow go to overtime, if Charlie Lindgren stands on his head. But more importantly, Capitals under 2.5, Rangers over 3.5. That's covering the puck line. Rangers scoring four again, as they did on Sunday afternoon. Capitals giving up four would not be surprising. Could see them pulling the goalie early again. That gets us up to plus 195. So I think there's definitely some value on that play there. I can't see the Capitals scoring too many. Shesterkin seems to be on his game, and the Capitals just don't really generate that many shots or scoring opportunities whatsoever. So really like the under in this game. And if you want to play this parlay to get better odds, it's definitely not a bad idea whatsoever. Also do have some props for this game. Mika Zibanejad is someone I've been hitting recently. Over 2.5 shots on goal is at minus 120. He had four shots in game one on 8 shot attempts. He's gone over 2.5 shots in 8 of his last 10 games, 15 of his last 20, 7 of 9 against the Capitals since 2022. So he's somebody that's been shooting the puck quite a bit recently. Can get -120 for him to get 3 shots again. Maybe even a ladder here. I don't see any alt lines out yet, but an over 3.5 at FanDuel. They usually have that. Just be wary of FanDuel. In the playoffs, they have their shots on goal props limited to 60 minutes. So if it does go to overtime, you might get screwed there. But I think you should be good here with Zibanejad going for the 3 shots on goal. Also like Zibanejad to get an assist at +100. He's had an assist in 7 straight games, 8 of his past 10, 12 of his past 20. So yeah, he's seeing the puck well, seeing the play well. He's generating a lot of chances for his line mates there. So I do like that assist play at +100. A few more here. Gonna give you a few more. I got Artemi Panarin over 3.5 shots on goal at -135. There was a segment on during game one, I think it was Emily Kaplan said, you know, he wanted to be a shooter this season, and he's had a career high in shots. He had 7 shots in game one, 7 shots in the final game of the regular season. Head to head, he had 4 shots against the Capitals at home back in January. So really like that as well at -120. Could see that laddered up as well, up to as high as 7. He's had 7 shots in back-to-back games there. Also do like him to score a goal at +140. He scored a goal in 4 straight games, 7 of his past 10, 11 of his past 20, and 2 of the 3 regular season meetings this season, as well as the playoff game he scored in. So Panarin could easily be one of the goal scorers to put up one of the 4-plus Rangers goals here on Tuesday evening. I want to give a shout-out to the NFL gambling or NFL drafted this week, and the Sports Gambling Podcast has you covered all week with draft props, mock drafts, and their NFL draft watch party. Tune in Thursday night on the Sports Gambling Podcast YouTube page and hang with the guys for the best NFL draft watch party out there. Hopefully things go well for my Eagles there. We'll see. All right, here going down to the 7:30 p.m. time slot. The one thing the NHL does well in the playoffs is kind of spaces it out. So you have a game on pretty much at all times. I got the Battle of Florida here. Tampa Bay Lightning at the Florida Panthers. Game itself is in Sunrise. The Panthers are -185. Lightning are +154. Over-unders at 5.5, overpaying off -122 with the under at +102 here. Panthers took game one 3-2. It was a 2-1 game for a long time there. Lightning pulled their goalie. Panthers got an empty net goal, and then the Lightning got Kucherov assist with 10 seconds left to make it a 1-goal game. But this was a game where, you know, the Panthers kind of controlled the play. Panthers outshot them 28-19. Expected goals were around 50-50, but the Panthers' depth is definitely going to show up in this series. If that top line is not clicking for Tampa, if Tampa can't get anything going on the power play, they're not going to be scoring here, not going to be scoring many goals here. So I do lean to the under here again, under 5.5 at +102. You can get plus odds on that. Don't hate that whatsoever, especially what we saw in game one. You know, I wouldn't be shocked to see one of these games go higher scoring, maybe when they go back to Tampa Bay in game three, but you know, could see a very much a good intense battle here in the Battle of Florida. So I lean to under 5.5. Also do lean to the Panthers. -185 is a bit steep, so you know, maybe in saying that, Lightning +155 isn't too bad. They got the playoff experience. You know, I think they're going to steal a game here. I don't think it'll go up 3-0. Maybe it'll be the first game back at home. So I'm not playing anything in this game yet. If I were to, it would be the under 5.5 just based off how game one went there. But of course, I do have some props for this one as well. Going back to the Nikita Kucherov assist at -175. He had an assist in what? 60 of 82 games this season. That's 73%. 9 of his past 10 games, 17 of his past 20. 3 straight against Florida, including the playoff game. 6 of 8 against Florida. So if the Lightning are going to score, it's going to be Kucherov here doing some of the damage via an assist. So I do like that look here. If I'm going to assist at -175. It's a bit steep. So if you want to go elsewhere here, you can look for his line mate, Braden Point, to go over 2.5 shots on goal at -140. He's gone over 3 shots in 6 straight, 8 of his past 10 and 12 of his past 20, 7 of 8 games head to head against Florida dating back to the beginning of the 2022 season. Yeah, he's getting shot attempts on that, which is the most important thing. Four shots on goal on six attempts in game one. Should see more of that in game two as the Lightning try to get their offense going. And, you know, going to stick right there with Braden Point. Him to get a point is minus 156 at FanDuel, minus 180 elsewhere. If you can still find that number around minus 156, I would definitely look for that. He's been you know, getting plenty of points, 15 of his past 20 games, 8 of his past 10, 6 of 8 head-to-head against Tampa Bay. Also, you'd like him to get a goal possibly here. He scored a goal in 35 of 82 games this season, 4 of 8 head-to-head against Florida. And, you know, if Kucherov's getting an assist, it'll probably be either Point or Stamkos there getting the goal. So, you know, Stamkos' goal as well, plus 135, or no, plus 200 at FanDuel compared to plus 145 at DraftKings. I think that's a good look if you can find that better price. Scored in 7 of his past 10 games, scored in 11 of his past 20, and scored 2 in Florida in their final meeting, and then 1 in the waning seconds there in game 1. Then going to the Panther side of things, Sam Reinhart's been great for them. He is plus 135 to score a goal. Yeah, I like that. He scored in game one. He scored in 45 of 83 games overall this season. So more than half. We're getting plus odds. He's been great, even better at home, I believe. So, you know, Sam Reinhart is only Austin Matthews had more goals than him in the regular season. So, yeah, got to go with him to have a goal here on home ice. He scored in 4 straight now, including 2 in the regular season finale. And then also going to take him to go over 2.5 shots at, I think that's around minus 120. Minus 145 here at DraftKings. He had 5 shots on goal in game 1 on 9 shot attempts. He's had at least 3 shots on goal in 6 straight, including 4 shots on goal in 5 straight. 4 shots on goal in 7 of his past 10. So we could definitely see a ladder play there for Sam Reinhart. And speak of Austin Matthews, he just scored the go-ahead goal for the Leafs here. 7:54 left in the third period. 2 assists for him on the first 2 goals. Matthews, I think, looked like a breakaway goal here against Linus Allmark. Maple Leaf Square is going crazy there. So good for the Leafs. Good for Austin Matthews to get one on the board there. I'd see the replay here. Flip pass. Matthews gets it down. Yeah. Deke style, Linus Allmark. So Leafs have a 3-2 lead here. Keep you up to date on that. Sam Reinhart to score a goal. Shots on goal ladder. Like all of that. Like him to stay aggressive. He had 5 shots on goal in 1 game against the Lightning. 6 and then 5 again. So definitely ladder that up if your book allows it. I think that's all I have for the Panthers game. So Kucherov assist, point goal maybe, Stamkos goal, and then point shots on goal, Sam Reinhart shots on goal, and Sam Reinhart goal there. I'm going to take a second to thank our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy. The playoffs are here, and our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy, wants to make it a lot more interesting. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing their pick'em game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats like points, shots on goal, saves, goals against, and more. You can make entries of just hockey or mix and match across your favorite sports, NBA, MLB, golf's in there. Plenty of stuff is over there. So make sure you check out Underdog Fantasy, underdogfantasy.com. Underdog, they also just launched Champions, their player versus player format in Florida. So make sure you check that out. If you're a Panthers fan and going against Lightning fans there, you can do that. Make sure you sign up with code HGP and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code HGP. Okay, here, going down to the late games here. We got 9:40 p.m. time slot. We got the Colorado Avalanche at the Winnipeg Jets. Game itself is in Winnipeg. Jets are minus 180. The Avalanche are minus 122. Close to a pick'em here, not quite a pick'em. Over-under is at 6, overpaying off minus 125 with the under at plus 105 here. Wild game one here. 7-6 Jets, just a back and forth game. Just goaltending has been the story. I mean, it was the story of this series coming into it with Hellebuck against Gorgiev, or Forgiev, as Joel likes to call him here. And you know what? They were able to get 6 past Connor Hellebuck, the Vezina Trophy favorite. 6 goals on 46 shots. And, you know, the Jets scored 7 on 23. So it was a very high scoring game. Did not necessarily see that high scoring of a game coming, but what we had, it was 3-3 after the first period. Jets went up 6-3. Jets went up 7-4. Avs battled back, goal in the final 30 seconds to cover the puck line there. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens here in game two between these two clubs. The Jets are definitely, you know, we said it in our previews, the Jets were wrongly underdogs here at home. They dominated the Avs 7-0 in their final meeting of the regular season. Jets won 8 in a row going into the playoffs. Avs kind of backed in a little bit. So I think you got to lean to the Avs or the Jets here again. I think the Jets, as long as Hellebuck can get a few more saves, which, you know, I think he should be able to. Their defense is always kind of questionable, but I think Hellebuck is definitely the better goalie than anyone that the Avs can throw out there, with Gorgiev giving up 4+ and Anunin, I believe, is still out sick. But it is tough because the Avs did just completely dominate play. 70% expected goals for. Total shot attempts were 90-48, including 72-38 at 5-on-5 when adjusted for the score, according to Natural Stat Trick. So I think you might just have to go the over here, over 6 at -125. We saw 6 goals in the first period. Should see another high-scoring game here. The Avs have been playing tons of overs this season. The Avs still have not beat the Jets this season. All 4 meetings have 6 goals or more, so I do like that play there. But yeah, this could be the game where the tide turns. I also could see overtime here, +320. It's listed on DraftKings here. You can usually get better at FanDuel, probably around +350, but I wouldn't mind that at all. It did definitely seem like last game was headed towards overtime, and I could see that one here with these two Central Division teams, the highest point total between the two teams in a playoff series. So should see a lot of back and forth play here. And I got a lot of props for it as well. Expecting a lot of goals. Arturi Lehkonen has kind of, you know, stepped up here for them with Jonathan Drouin out. He's playing on the second line. You can get him to get a point here at what's that at -119, which I don't hate there at all. But what I've kind of looked at recently is you could get him to get a goal at +280 and an assist at +170. So if you split a unit between those two plays, whichever way you seem fit, you can, or a unit and a half, 2 units, whatever, you might be able to come out on top as long as he does get a point. And you know, he has gotten a goal and an assist in some games, including in game one. So in that instance, you would then hit both of those bets. So I don't mind there that at all for Lehkonen, either to get a goal, to get an assist, or just to get a point if you want to play it safe. What's his line sitting at here? Goal is +280 at FanDuel, +200 elsewhere. So make sure you shop around. Lehkonen +170 for an assist, no matter where you are. So yeah, see Lehkonen getting on the scoreboard there. I was going to take Cale Makar to get an assist at -160 here. Makar has an assist in 8 of his past 10 games, had 2 in game 1, 15 of his past 20 games, 63% of his games this season, 49 of 78. So really like that play. Also don't hate him to get a power play point at +170. I think there should be power plays abound, especially early on in these series. So Makar assist there, but if you look for something, you know, with better, with plus odds, if you're looking for a longer shot, I don't hate him to get a power play point there at -180. Got him to go over to the Jets now. I like Neil Pionk to go over 1.5 blocks. Pionk, he had 4 blocks in game 1, 2 or more blocks in 7 straight games. He had 4 blocks in the final meeting against them just about over a week ago in the regular season. So he's been playing big minutes. He should be able to block a lot of shots, especially if the Avs throw so many on net as they did in game 1 with those 90 shot attempts. So keep an eye out for the block shots props there. They can cash early on. Sticking on the defenseman there, Josh Morrissey to get an assist at -110, -105 at BetMGM. He had an assist in game 1. An assist in 7 of his past 9 games, 11 of his past 19. He had an assist, 2 assists against Colorado in the regular season finale there. An assist in 6 of 7 against the Avs. So -105, -110 for him to do that again. Do like that quite a bit, along with the Makar assist. Same thing too with the power play point. He got a power play point in game 1. He's +266, which seems incredibly high. So yeah, going to go with Makar and Josh Morrissey. A question in the chat, if I think Connor McDavid will score tonight. I think he will. I think his odds are probably a little bit too high. I'm not sure what his odds are at. If you could throw that in the chat there, I can help out. I'm looking up McDavid to get a goal is plus 150. I don't hate that. I thought it would be closer to even money. No, he hasn't quite been scoring as much, but he did score in the final game against the Kings. So yeah, if you want to take McDavid goal plus 150, McDavid assist is a bit too juicy, but maybe McDavid 2 points at minus 110 for him to get 2 points there. He had 3 points and 2 points against the Kings in their final two meetings. So I think he should be on the lookout for the goal, but yeah, I could just see him racking up the assists in this series as he did all season long. One more here for the Jets, I believe I have. Yeah, Kyle Connor here. Kyle Connor to get an assist at plus 124. Also a goal at plus 165. Same thing I talked about with Lehkonen. He had a goal and an assist in game one. Two goals in game one, actually. He has an assist and had two assists in the season finale against the Avalanche, the final meeting there. He had a goal. Did not have a goal in that one. Two goals in the meeting prior to that, so maybe this is a spot where you take him to get a point, but he's minus 175 to get a point, or you can get plus 124 for an assist or plus 170 for a goal. So I'm going to be taking both of those, probably splitting that a little bit there. Yeah, that's the worry. You don't know if McDavid's going to be playing more as a passer or more as a finisher here. I think the Kings are definitely going to try to shut down Connor McDavid, but I mean, that's a lot easier said than done. Let me go look back real quick at his game log from last year against the Kings. Last year against the Kings in the first round, he had no goals in either of the first two games, two goals in game three, and then one goal in game six. So, you know, based off that, don't necessarily take him to get a goal, but, you know, it's a fun play. Maybe take him to get 2 points. He did have multiple points in 1, 2, 3, 4 games against the Kings in the last year's playoffs. I do like Edmonton to win the game, though. They're heavy favorites, but I think they're the much, much better team. So yeah, that's it for the Jets and the Avalanche. Run through some props there. Lehkonen goal, Lehkonen assist, Makar assists, Makar power play point, maybe Pionk blocks, Morrissey assist, Connor goal and assist there, Kyle Connor. All right, and going down to the final game of the Tuesday night slate here on April 23rd. We have the Nashville Predators at the Vancouver Canucks. Game itself is in Vancouver. Canucks are minus 162. Predators are plus 136. Over-under is at 5.5, both paying off minus 110 here. But a crazy, crazy game one. Preds were up 2-1 for a decent bit there. Canucks came back, scored two goals in 12 seconds, just completely turned the tide there in Vancouver, took it over. The building was absolutely rocking there. So Vancouver, yeah, they won 4-2, got an empty net goal there to cover the puck line. Expected goals for were about even, 55% against or for Vancouver. So, you know, a little bit edge to that way. But yeah, for this game, I don't really have a play for the game per se, but I do like taking the Predators now for the series at plus 260. They showed they can keep up with the Canucks for all but, you know, a period of 15 seconds where if they just stopped them there, it would have been a win. Obviously easier said than done. My worry is that the Canucks won the season series 3-2, 5-2, 5-2, 4-2. So the Preds have not been able to score more than two against the Canucks, and I don't know if they're able to do that here in the playoffs. But that's how I would play this game / series. I'd you know, Nashville series plus 260 seems a bit high based on how game one went, how UC Saros can play in net. And, you know, they're a bit top heavy, but they have the talent to get it done with Philip Forsberg, Ryan O'Reilly, and of course, Roman Josi on the back end there. So that'd be my play for this one. I'm looking at some props for this one. Connor Garland has kind of been on a little bit of a tear for the Canucks. He has a point in six straight games, 9 of his past 10. 16 of his past 20. He's hot and cold, and he's definitely hot right now. So he's one where you can get him to get a point at minus 115, or you can, you know, go that route where you go for him to either get a goal or an assist. Goal is up to plus 250. He has a goal in 4 of his past 8 games and 7 of his past 19. He did score in the regular season finale in Winnipeg, but the assist might be the better look here at plus 175. He has a 4-game assist streak, an assist in 6 of his past 9 games, which is pretty nice there. 10 of his past 20 games as well. So Garland assist would probably be my play if you're looking for just one goal or assist. Yeah, point is also a safe play there at minus 115. I think, you know, the Canucks should be able to get a few here. And I think he's playing on a decent line, right? He's playing with third line with Dakota Joshua, who's been great for them, and Elias Lindholm, obviously. And he is on the top power play unit, which is kind of big there with JT Miller, Besser, Hughes, and Pettersson. That's definitely the top unit compared to the other one. So, you know what? Power play point for Garland, plus 370. He had one, three of his past 10 games, head-to-head. No, maybe not, but just stick to the point. Maybe an assist or a goal there for Garland. I'm also going to go with UC Saros. Over 2.5 goals against is at minus 140. He has not been too great. And as you see here, Canucks over 2.5 goals is minus 200. So a 60-cent difference for, you know, a potential empty net goal is something I'm willing to risk for, you know, UC Saros over 2.5 goals against. Saros has not been too great. He allowed 4 in each of his final 3 starts in the regular season. Head-to-head, he's allowed, starting with this game one going backwards, 3-5, 3-3, 4-3 against Vancouver dating back to the start of last season here. So I like Vancouver here to probably get 3 goals on them. Could still see Predators winning. But yeah, I think, you know, Canucks should be able to get 2 goals on them. And most importantly, it's just minus 140 on the goals against compared to over 2.5 for the team total seems to be a pretty drastic difference there. Finally, going to go with JT Miller to get an assist at minus 105. He's had an assist in what? 7 of his past 10 games, head to head. He's done pretty well against them as well. He's minus 190 to get a point, which might be the way to go here, but he hasn't been scoring as much. Plus 220 to score, minus 105 for the assist. So I'm probably going to take Miller for the assist there. So yeah, that's my plays for that one. I'll run through all my plays here real quick. Caps, Rangers, under, lean to the Rangers. Lightning, Panthers, under, lean Lightning, but probably not going to play that game. Jets Avalanche is the over there, possibly the draw around plus 350 if you can get that in the final game. I like, you know, just take Nashville for the series if you like it. And the Leafs have won. My stream is behind, but the Leafs have won here 3-2 to tie the series there in Boston at 1 game apiece, heading back to Toronto. Tally must be pretty happy right now, and Archer's there in the stand, so of course the Bruins lost. One sharp shark asked me in the chat, if the Canes go down 2-1, are you calling frauds or doubling down? Well, if they go down 2-1 in the series, they're not going down 2-1 in the series. Outshooting the Islanders 30-12. I know Freddie Anderson hasn't looked great. They have Kochetkov backing him up. I can't see him. If they go down 2-1, I'm doubling down. I don't know what the line is going to be for that, but I think the Hurricanes still have a chance of coming back here in game 2 with 10 minutes left, which is probably going to age horribly for podcast listeners, but I'm not counting out the Canes against a hurricane against an island. Come on. And then a list of all my props here is a Banajad assist, a Banajad goal or shots on goal, Panarin shots, Panarin goal, Kucherov assist, point shots, Reinhardt goal, Reinhardt shots on goal, Stamkos goal, Lekkonen goal, Lekkonen assist, Makar assist, Pionk blocks, Morrissey assist, Connor goals. And then for the final game, Connor Garland goal, Connor Garland assist, UC Saros over 2.5 goals against minus 140, and JT Miller assist there. We got two more games here. Tonight, Vegas, Dallas, just a puck drop on that one. Looks like the Golden Knights have an early power play. Of course, Mark Stone was able to come back for that one. He's ready to go. Of course, he's ready to go right for game one of the playoffs here. Then we got Kings, Oilers, kick. Puck dropping off on that one in about 10 minutes here. I do have some props for that one I'll give out here if I can find them here. Something I've been doing here in these early games, we've talked about the power play goal through. We've talked about the power play goal thing, over 1.5 power play goals, especially early on in series. But what I've been doing is I've been picking one player from each team and putting half a unit on them to get a power play point. It's usually plus 200 or higher. If you pick the right guy, you know, plus 250, plus 300, just, oh, there we go. Kane's down 3-2 now. Kane's making it a game. But yeah, if power play points are the way to go for it. If you, especially if your book doesn't offer the over 1.5 power play goals in the game. So for the late game tonight, I have Evan Bouchard shots over 2.5. Victor Arvidsson over 2.5 shots. I wouldn't mind laddering that one as well. My power play points for that one are Kempe plus 220 and Bouchard plus 200. And then, yeah, I got some serious stuff on McDavid, series point leader, minus 115. That's a good bet. Sprinkled McDavid, or no, Draisaitl will score 7 goals in the series at 40-1. So stuff like that, look out for. Yeah, Mark Stone also opened the scoring for the Vegas Golden Knights here on the power play, it looks like. So, of course, he's healthy. He's back. But yeah, let's go Canes here. All right, make sure you are subscribed to the Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, on Apple, on Spotify, on YouTube as well, of course. Leave us a comment, leave us a review. You know, we love all that good stuff there. Get in the Discord too, sg.pn/Discord. Get in the hockey channel. No, we don't need your parlays. We don't need your bet slips. You know, get in there. Have a good conversation. That's what it's all about there. Follow us on Twitter at HockeySGPN. Posting highlights and stuff there. If you want to help out with the account there, posting stuff, making graphics, whatever, you know, hit me up on Twitter at RGilbertSOP, or just, you know, DM the Hockey on the Podcast account at HockeySGPN. It's also how to get in the Discord. You can DM us there if you are having trouble finding that. But that's going to do it here for me. I am Ryan Gilbert. You can follow me on Twitter at RickGilbertSOP. Also, birthday shout out to Coopsie Boopsie. So happy birthday, Coopsie. Hope you have a good one there, along with, I think it's someone else's birthday as well. I'm not sure, but, you know, happy birthday to anyone born on April 22nd. See ya.